And we're excited for Du Bois Community Days this year. You know, we had to take last year off, but more than ever, we are just excited to get back together. And I'm excited to see this guy that we're going to be talking to this morning, Nick DeSanto. He is a traveling musician in a one-man band who, you know, he carries this kind of contraption, I guess, on his back that makes some really magical music. So good morning, Nick. How's it going?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, and sorry about all the kid noise going on in the background.
That's okay. You know, I would be honestly a little bit disappointed if a musician's household wasn't filled with some kind of noise to begin with.
Just wait till he gets a hold of his harmonica.
Oh, okay. So it runs in the family.
It does.
Nick, a harmonica is definitely part of what you play. Let's talk about what it takes to be a one-man band, because that is what you are going to be doing at Du Bois Community Days. What are you going to be carrying with you and playing all at the same time?
Well, I think the main thing that stands out is the big bass drum on my back, and then all sorts of percussion instruments mounted on that. My main instrument tends to be a guitar or a ukulele, and then, yeah, I've got all the harmonicas and mouth instruments around my face, too.
That has to be a pretty incredible thing to be able to play, and... You know, we're talking with Nick DeSanto, and I see on your website, I hope you have trademarked this, DeSantomophone?
DeSantomophone. no, I have yet to trademark that. I don't think anyone else is going to want it, but maybe somewhere along the line I'll trademark that.
You know, this must take a lot of skill to play, because I can hardly play one thing at the same time. And truly, it does kind of sound like you have an entire... an entire band with you.
Oh, well, that's good. That's the goal. Yeah, it grew little by little. So it started out as just one drum on my back, and then I started adding things one by one. So I never actually had to learn how to play a whole bunch of things at once. I was always trying to get used to one extra thing at a time.
Like juggling. That'll be next. You'll start to juggle all.
I'm sure I have friends that do that.
Oh, my goodness. Nick, for somebody who has never gotten to see you in person, or you have plenty of videos online as well if they want to kind of meet you virtually beforehand, if somebody's never heard you before, what kind of music do you play?
I try to, when I'm playing an event like this, I really try and play all different kinds of styles of music. I'd say the one thing they all have in common is it's all pretty old music from the 20s through the 1960s, I'd say. It would sound kind of silly if I played like a 80s pop on that thing, but there's a lot of old country music. There's a lot of old sort of vaudeville and ragtime music, and then, you know, I'll sprinkle in some Beatles or some old rock and roll music every now and again.
I imagine it must be kind of different to... in comparison to playing on a stage where you're not necessarily that close to somebody, to be a traveling musician where, you know, you're walking around, you're in amongst people, it must be a different feeling.
Yeah, you know, that's really how the one-man band evolved, was playing on streets or fairgrounds and strolling around. Honestly, I've never quite gotten as comfortable on a stage as I am sort of being a strolling musician. I think I like to... find a, you know, a regular situation where people are just going about their business and try and make it a little bit more strange and magical. So that's kind of how I approach the job.
Strange and magical are the perfect words for this. I love it so much. Nick, that being said, I feel like for a lot of entertainers, 2020 was, gosh, it was a struggle, and it was kind of boring in comparison to what you are usually used to doing. I would imagine that you're excited to get back out and able to be in amongst people again.
I really am. Yes. One of my main venues was retirement homes. And obviously, you know, you couldn't really go anywhere near them at the height of the pandemic. So right when it started, I was kind of doing these strange performances where I was running around outside of the windows of retirement homes and just trying to play a little bit of a song to cheer the people inside up, and then eventually I wasn't even allowed to go on the campus anymore.
Wow.
So, yeah, I tried the streaming thing, but, you know, you can look at my contraption and probably gather that I'm not a real technological guy. I like ropes and pulleys more than I like computers and interfaces and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, you did pretty well, but there's nothing like the real thing. So we're excited to see you in person. Nick, if we run into you at Du Bois Community Days on Friday or Saturday, what is the best thing that we could do to show our appreciation for you? And, you know, what really makes your heart swell and, you know, your heart grow three more sizes if you see that? What's the thing that you can see from us in the audience that makes you appreciate it?
I always love it when kids dance. I get a lot of kids dancing and families dancing, and sometimes I'll even get sent a picture of a kid that now puts a bunch of instruments on his back or marches around his house trying to do a one-man band routine. So that kind of thing always makes me feel really good.
Yeah, that is the biggest compliment that you could ever get, is something like that. Oh, I love it. Making me honestly tear up a little bit. I think I'm just missing the fact that we are able to be together again. So, Nick, thank you so much. And we are happy and excited to see you at Du Bois Community Days this year.
I can't wait to play there.
And that is Nick DeSanto, his one-man band and his DeSantimophone, coming to the Du Bois Community Days this Friday and Saturday.